Hello and welcome to Magic Matters. My name is Denny and this is
Erica.
And we are not in our studio today.
No.
We are on location here in Disney Springs. We have our Joffrey's coffee.
Cheers.
And everything is right with the world. Mm-hmm. We are here on a bright and sunny morning, and this is my favorite time to be in Disney Springs.
Oh yes, the morning, the best.
Like everything's just kind of waking up. It's not the massive slam and bum rush of people that it is later in the day. So chef's kiss already.
In 2020, whenever they reopened Disney Springs, I used to come here and just walk in the morning. Like I would come on a walk because it was just so peaceful. I love being here in the morning. I do.
Yep. I would do the same thing actually right after we moved here. So eons ago, I would drop my youngest off at high school and I would come here and get a couple miles in.
Yeah.
Walking, power walking.
Yeah, I still do it now.
Do you really?
I do like two full laps around, get all my steps in.
I love that.
But it's real hot right now.
I love that, yes. Ooh, I'm a little sweaty already.
Right,
but hey, before we get too far, thank you for tuning in. You have absolutely landed on the Magic Matters pod, and we're so glad that you are here to join in on the fun. Huge shout out to our producer, Light Strong Media.
Yes.
Not here with us at this moment, but we'll be editing everything, the mess that we make here at Disney
Springs. She's the one that cleans it up for us. Thank you.
Bless you, Light Strong Media. And bless you for tuning in. If you've not already done so, like and subscribe. I'm just going to say it right off the bat here today. And on Instagram, you can find us at Magic Matters Pod. Look us up.
Follow us.
We like to sprinkle some magic.
Yes.
So, as always, we have note cards by one Erica Resnick. And so, Erica, what would you like us to discuss today?
So, these were made today at 7:30 in the morning. So
stellar.
We love. So, our first thing, we're doing our cute little check-in.
Ooh, check-in.
Let's start with our Disney moment of the week, if you have one. If you don't have one, whatever your good moment of the week was.
All right, mine is easy to come up with. My hubby said the other night, he texted me halfway through the afternoon, he said, food and wine for dinner? I said, yes. So off we went for round two of Food and Wine Festival.
Okay.
It was his first round, it was my second because you and I did the first round together. And it was so much fun. We ate things that were very different. Typically not what I, if he was not with me, I would not be ordering that thing. But I'm glad that I ordered that thing. And I ate a couple really nice things, but it's just so much fun to be in the park with nothing other than let's eat on the brain, you know?
That's so
fun. I don't
fun.
Have to get on an attraction. I don't have to wait in line too egregiously because we were there on a Monday night. So it wasn't totally slammed.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was a lot of fun. What about you? What was your Disney moment?
So, my Disney moment is a little bit of a news in Erica's life. So, I can now officially say I no longer work for the Disney company. Hard decision, but decision made with both of my doctors, the one at Disney and my doctor. So, it was a decision that had to be made for my health. But with that, I got to start a new job, here at Disney Springs. And it's been a lot of fun. I get to make a lot of little fun things. It's been really fun. And, I worked a morning shift my first day, so I got to walk into Disney Springs at 9:30 in the morning. And I'm the kind of person that I show up to work always early. I don't like being late. So I took that time, the extra time I had, just kind of walk around Disney Springs and take it all in, because no one was here but the cast members getting ready to start their day.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just nice to see everybody walking in, and you saw them cleaning, pressure cleaning, and doing some gardening. And it's just a different view of Disney, but it was a very peaceful way to walk into a new job too, because I'm this is a familiar place, and even though I'm not with Disney, I'm still at Disney. So it's nice. It was yeah. nice to have that moment of like zen to be like, my body needed me to leave something, but it still let me stay mm-hmm. on Disney property and mm-hmm. get to enjoy like still some of that like behind the scenes moments that not a normal guest would see.
That's awesome.
So that's my Disney moment. It was nice.
Can I, on behalf of all the fans, like the Walt Disney World, all of us who love the parks, let me say thank you for the magic that you made while you were with Disney.
Thank you.
The cast members are amazing. So just simply amazing. Without yeah. them, nothing happens in
it
the parks.
It was an amazing time. It was a fun time. And it's just unfortunate that, you know, it really does seem like my body has reached its limit on being a performer in that way. I'm not allowed to put any added weight on my body anymore. So that sucks. But I had so many, like, great times. I made so many wonderful memories this time around. Like, I got to, you know, hang out with some friends that I've never been able to hang out with before. So it was just a really rewarding time. And I have memories from this round of me performing that are going to last forever. So I'm really, like, happy that I got to do it. So much magic was had and made in those, like, 8 months. So it was
and
great.
You'll continue to make magic.
Yeah, just in different ways.
That's right.
It's fine, because magic matters.
It does. I've heard that somewhere.
Right, where?
Sure. Okay, next.
And then I do have our section. If you have a song, a quote, a lyric of the week that has stuck with you.
Oh, goodness.
I have a quote for this
Please
week.
Please, lay it on us.
I love scrolling on Pinterest, so okay. I saw this quote that says, this is anything but easy, but you are anything but weak.
Oh.
And I was like, The season of life I'm in right now is not easy, but I have to remember I'm not weak. Like, I am strong.
That's
I will
right.
get through what I'm going through. Like, the full-time job I want will come to me. Like, the life I want, it's on its way. And I just remember I'm not weak. Like, I am strong. And even though life can be hard, it doesn't mean that I have to crumble.
Oh,
so
I
saw that,
that
quote, and I was like, I love it.
I love that for you. That's fabulous. I'm going to – I'll agree with that. I've not been, this week has been a crazy week at work. I've been so crazy busy. So I haven't been on the social as much as I typically mm-hmm. would be. But the moments that I've jumped on, I have seen some really affirming, powerful things, especially spoken by females.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been so energizing
yes.
and rejuvenating to hear. And just affirming, so whatever we can do to affirm each other and make each other feel seen and felt and heard and understood, I think is a really good thing.
100%.
So all of that and more, however you identify, you are loved. So
mm-hmm.
be affirmed.
And like, I don't know if you guys know who Glennon Doyle is, but like she says, mm-hmm. we can do hard things.
That's
we can
right.
do it.
That's right.
I always think about her because she's like, you can do the hard thing.
That's right.
So you can do it.
That's right. Amen.
You can
Amen.
Do it.
We got this.
Now for the reason we're here. This
dun,
episode,
dun,
we're going to really, we're going to talk about Disney news, but we're going to yep. save that for the end. We'll get to the business at
we'll
the
get
end.
There. We'll get there.
But we want to talk about our Disney Springs favorites. And so Denny gave me a little list of like yeah. talking points
uh-huh.
like our favorite table service, our favorite snack, favorite dessert, a favorite spot that might not be on everyone's radar, and then I added
right.
in favorite quick serve.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which all these are really hard to find answers for because as time has passed by, Disney Springs has just gotten so much better.
Yeah. No,
like
absolutely.
There's so many like new additions. There's a lot of things I haven't done yet at Springs that is like new. Like,
mm-hmm.
I haven't been to Eat, which I've been dying to go there.
I haven't been either.
And I'm like, there's just new things that yeah. I haven't been able to do. So it's hard to make a list, but there is a list. It
okay.
exists.
Okay.
It exists.
Okay. It exists.
It exists.
Okay.
So let's start with our favorite table service at Disney Springs.
Woo!
You eat here a lot. Woo, so I'm curious to know your favorite Disney Springs table service.
Okay, so there are a lot of great choices here. I love this. I love everything that Disney Springs has to offer in the table service restaurant category. I've not eaten at every single one. Still have remaining on my list, but we got to start out with the place in which we are sitting right now. So we are outside of Enzo's Hideaway Bar. If you like all things Italian food, please come here. I suggest eating inside the Hideaway because it is literally, it's themed to be a Prohibition era Hideaway. So this is where you would come and drink and no one would know. And so there's graffiti all over the walls. And I love their Sunday gravy. Their marinara it's fantastic. So please start here, number one. Number two, can I keep going?
Yes,
'cause I have
please.
A couple.
It's okay. You know me. I always have three.
So. Okay. Good. Okay. Good. Number two is it's Wolfgang Puck's Bar and Grill, and you and I have bumped into each other.
Yes, Mother's Day.
That's right. It was Mother's Day. Yeah. This is not the least expensive place, and this is the part of Wolfgang Puck's that makes me a little mad sometimes, because it can be expensive. It's good. But it can be expensive.
Yeah.
So I think Wolfgang's name being on it can, you know, make it be a little pricey. I've eaten there, but I've also gotten carry out from the bar. So if you want to do carry out at Wolfgang Puck's, you just put the order in at the bar. They'll make it fresh and package it up and give you all that you need in a cute little bag and off you go. So we've done that before and I've really enjoyed that. But really, Wine Bar George, please. Please
you
go to Wine Bar George. I do. And it's not a typical table service in that you're sitting down and ordering an appetizer, an entree, a dessert.
Mm-hmm.
It is mostly tapas, so you've got small plates and shareable bites. There are a couple of seasonal entrees on the menu at all times, which I recommend. But just what they do is such an elevated moment. Not even saying here at Disney Springs, elevated moment, period.
Yeah.
It's so good,
mm-hmm.
so good. But what about you?
So when I think of Disney Springs, I think of Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
I have been a real big fan of Homecoming since it opened. And, you know, even with my dietary restrictions, I can still find things to eat. Unfortunately, I cannot eat the fried chicken because there is butter and milk and all that fun stuff in the batter. But I can have the grilled chicken. They also, it's not on the menu, but they do have plant-based chicken as well.
Interesting.
Yes.
That's cool. Okay.
And so I can still go there and have a really great time. I don't really drink much anymore, but there's a drink there. That no matter what, I'm gonna order it, okay? It's called the apple pie a la mode. And let me tell you, after half of that drink, I cannot feel my knees anymore, but it tastes like an apple pie. It is like, it's...
Oh my gosh.
That's why I love when Starbucks made the apple crisp drinks,
mm-hmm.
because that is what that drink tastes like, but in a coffee without alcohol.
Okay.
So good. I love that drink. I also love Summer House on the Lake. I've only been once, but I've been dying to go back since that one time. And then the other option I have that's more like on the affordable side, depending on like what you order, but it's like my go-to for when we're coming for a Taylor Swift night at House of Blues or a concert to House of Blues. We will go to Splitsville and sit outside because the seating outside is, what is that word? First come, first serve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so there's always a table available.
That's nice.
Live music. And I love getting the sushi there. It's not too expensive.
Really?
Love getting sushi there. And I like that it's right next to House of Blues. Because I do enjoy House of Blues, but I would put Splitsville first over that. So those are my three. Homecoming, okay. Summer House, and Splitsville.
Very good.
I really enjoyed those three as for table service.
Yeah. And really, on your list, there are price points of all.
Yeah.
I mean, Splitsville isn't horrible.
No.
At all.
It really depends what you order, because there's something for everyone. Like Julie said, like Strong Media, loves like the flatbreads there.
Okay.
Or the sushi, and just depending on like our price points that day. So there's really something for everyone that's like budget friendly for sure.
Excellent.
On that menu.
Love that. Love that.
Also a lot of variety on that menu.
Yes. I've had a couple of salads there, and really good. Really fresh, piled hot.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Yep.
What's your favorite snack?
This is a very good question. Okay. My favorite snack is going to border on a dessert, but it's more of a snack. It is the cookie bar at Summer House on the Lake.
Okay.
I feel like that place, I know it's getting love, but I just don't know, like, it's not slammed. Like, Gideon's is
That's
slammed.
Okay. That's
and
okay.
Exactly.
Because I want to be able to walk in and get my cookie fine. Whenever I want.
But the lemon cookie at the cookie bar at Summer House on the Lake is amazing. So if you don't know, there's a set of small steps right in the middle of Summer House on the Lake. You go up those steps, and you are in Shangri-La.
Yeah.
It's so amazing, the cookies. And there's cookies you can eat there.
Yep. That's why, so my favorite snack, I have two. This being one, I consider coffee a snack.
Okay.
So I love going to Joffrey's here because, like, you can walk into the store. It's a cute experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm with you on the cookie bar. I like to go get my vegan snickerdoodle cookie from the cookie bar at Summer House. And, like, I know it's more on the dessert side, but it's a great snack to take to the movie.
It's
a great, like, little late night snack. It's a good snack for any time.
It is. It's a good snack.
And I just think it's just really fun. And I like that it's not slammed because I know that I can go in there and get my cookie and get out.
That's true.
Problem had. Because sometimes
you can expedite everything.
Yeah, most of the time when I'm here, I'm parked actually in surface parking.
Okay.
Because I come for like the movies and stuff, or if I'm coming to a House of Blues thing.
Okay.
So like I could just grab that and walk right back to my car because we're right there.
Okay. I love
so
that.
So I love. I really think everybody should go to that cookie bar, 100%.
It's amazing.
The best kind of bar? A cookie bar.
A cookie bar. I like that.
A cookie bar and a coffee bar.
Take a slug. All right, favorite dessert.
So that's easy for me.
Okay.
Anything from Erin McKenna's bakery. It's a full vegan bakery.
Mm-hmm.
It's also kosher.
Allergen friendly.
Like, if you have any food allergy, for the most part, you are safe to go eat there and get something sweet. I love that bakery. Right now, for Hispanic Heritage Month, they have two options. They have a tres leches cake and the Mexican wedding cookie.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. So,
yum.
I love. Like, you can't go wrong. Like, in the morning, they have cinnamon rolls. They sell out so quick. They have cookies, cupcakes, loaves. They even make bagels.
Yeah.
There's donuts. Like, it's just all really good. My other one I have is Salt and Straw. Like, I love going to Salt and Straw. They have vegan ice creams. I'm a happy person there.
Yeah.
I love the seasonal menu at Salt and Straw. I think it's really fun. And I think it was a really great addition to Disney Springs that we needed.
Hands down.
Down that way.
Yep.
Because it's so good. And it's just so different than anything here, really. So those are my two. Like,
okay.
I walk by Erin McKenna's so often, and I'm like, I should just get something and take home.
You should.
That's so good.
By all means.
So good.
Yeah, I'm right there with you on both of those. Erin McKenna's, for people who cannot or just don't, like if they adhere to a vegan lifestyle, whatever, the fact that you can roll into a place and literally get one of everything and still be okay is fantastic.
If you are here celebrating your birthday or you're a local, they do make birthday cakes.
Yep.
I've looked into it. It's a bit pricey, but if you, like, it's not easy to find, like, a vegan cake at, like, Publix or Walmart or Target. So if you want to get, like, a cute custom cake for your birthday that's vegan or allergy-friendly, like, they can do that there. You just got to put in an order ahead of time.
My dessert, I'm going straight to Marketplace, and I am doing the fan favorite, the tourist favorite, Ghirardelli. I just am. You got to give me some hot fudge. Hot fudge. I love salt and straw. That nine times out of ten, we're hitting salt and straw after we come out of a movie. It's like right next to
right
the
there.
Theater. You roll right into the line for salt and straw. You don't even have to think about it. And I really enjoy that. Again, an elevated experience because you're getting ice cream there that you're not going to typically have at another place. But I want hot fudge. I want hot fudge. And so once a year, I'll roll into Ghirardelli and get a hot fudge sundae. And
you're the leader of that hot fudge fan club.
I am. Let's go.
Which I do have to say, I'm really happy that they ended up making a plant-based version of their hot fudge sundae. Mm-hmm. So everybody can, everyone in the family or your group can go enjoy a hot fudge sundae.
Hot fudge for everyone.
Yeah.
I love that. So it's my favorite.
It's great. I love that for you.
So favorite quick service. This is a tough one. Do you have yours off the top
yes,
of your
I
head?
Do.
Do it.
Here we go.
Give me a minute.
I have a couple. I have three, always. Here we go. Earl of Sandwich. Love.
Yes.
You can never go wrong with an Earl of Sandwich. They have my go-to sandwich there right now is their vegan meatball sub that they have. So good.
Wait, what?
Yes.
They have a vegan meatball?
Yeah. It's called the Cannonballs something sandwich. It's really great. I love it. And
that's
to me,
cool.
It's affordable. You can use your annual pass discount there, DVC discount. Very great. My second one, I love going to Blaze. Right now for lunch, they have like a little deal where you can get half a pizza and a salad, and you can build your own salad, build your own half a pizza, or you can do half a pizza with an order
pizza.
Of meatballs.
I'm sorry.
So it's a good like little lunch option because I never finish the whole pizza. So I'm like, the half is great. And then my third one is Polite Pig. I don't eat pork anymore, but I like getting the three sides for 15. At least that's what it used to be. And I just think it's great, especially like if you don't want to eat like a pulled pork sandwich, but they have an extensive list of sides. You can get three like things of sides for $15 and it's really good.
Yeah, Polite Pig is number one on my list. It has been for years. I adore that place. I'll roll in there with a book and just sit there and read and eat my Southern Pig sandwich and eat all those Brussels sprouts. Like I'm just the happiest camper. So I love that very, very much. So I'm with you completely on that. I had Pepe for the first time recently, which is Haleo's quick service. And I must say that was surprising and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. And I also enjoyed the team members that were in there. They were fantastic. But for me, if I'm going to Earl of Sandwich, which that's one that we end up at, fairly frequently, sprinkled in. I get a salad. I don't get a sandwich.
Okay.
They do a great job with their freshly tossed salads, and that's a favorite of mine. So if I'm going there, that's what I'm getting. But Blaze and Polite Pig top it. And I'm getting a whole pizza at Blaze. No salad. Salads at home.
Pizza.
All of it in my mouth.
I really do enjoy Blaze. If you like that kind of experience and you want something off property, I highly suggest going to Mod Pizza.
Oh, really?
I love Mod Pizza. Really great dairy-free cheese. And instead of getting half a pizza, they have different size pizzas. You have like a personal mini pizza, and then they have like a regular size pizza. And I really do like it. And the people that work there are so nice. So if you're like off property, and you want pizza that you can't get to Blaze, I suggest Mod.
Okay.
It's literally, if you were to leave Disney Springs, it's about like a 12-minute drive to get to the closest Mod in this area. So
perfect.
That's your other pizza option if you can't make it to Blaze,
okay.
But you still want to experience the same type of pizza eating experience, I guess, because they put it in the oven, they take it out for you. It's cute.
It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing.
It's cute. So now we have our fun question about a favorite spot that might not be on everyone's radar.
So for me, I think as a local, I think we have a little bit of a a leg up on this because we are here more often to be able, like, when I was visiting, I didn't have time at then, Downtown Disney, to really linger a whole lot. It was in, it was out, or it was coming for, back in the day, Pleasure Island in the evening. So I think I just, we have more time right now to be able to do that. So yeah. Just in case you're coming soon or eventually and you don't have time to really meander, this is why I think that comes to mind for me. And I know the town center area gets slammed sometimes as being, well, that's like a mall. Like, yeah. Why do we need that? Well, you need it in case you get here on vacation and don't have something you really need. You know, you've got a yeah. Zara there. You've got some of the other shops there. We actually have a place where you can get greeting cards here now, which for mm-hmm. a long time we didn't have. So in Love Pop, you know, it's a little bit more expensive, but they're also really cool. If you have teens with you, Ron John is going to meet the need for them. They have so many little trinkets and lip balms. Like if you go upstairs, mm-hmm. little bracelets, little knickknacks, like they'll find something really cool there as well. But one of my favorite spots is in the train station area. It's Sugar Boo.
I have that on my list.
Sugar Boo.
It's just so cute.
And you've got a little bit of everything in Sugar mm-hmm. Boo, from, hey, I want to pick up a purse or a backpack, or I want to get a new necklace, or I want to get little tchotchkes for my house, or mm-hmm. a big sign, or I just a little something to remember this. Like, they have jewelry that's inscribed with the coordinates of Walt Disney World on it. So, like, if you don't slow your roll enough to turn into Sugar Boo, you may not know that they have cool things like that
in
there.
And they have the cutest Halloween merch. It's so cute.
Do they really?
Yes, there's a little dog with a little, that's like wearing a little ghost costume, holding a little pumpkin.
Oh.
It's so cute.
I mean, that is what immediately I thought of was Sugar Boo. It's just, it's a treasure trove is what it is. So.
If you can't come to Disney Springs, mm-hmm. right now at Food and Wine, there is a Sugar Boo stand, and they also have one, I know, during Festival of the Arts most of the time. And I think even Flower and Garden, it depends, but most of the time you can find a Sugar Boo situation booth or tent over at Epcot during a festival. So if you can't make it here, at least keep an eye out while you're at an Epcot festival because you might find a booth with their stuff.
There you go. What about you?
So this was hard for me because when I come to Disney, I'm very weird with Disney Springs. I either come in the morning or I'm here at night. I'm not really an afternoon girly at Disney Springs. It's too hot, let's be honest, especially right now.
It is warm.
When I come in the evening, I'm always like looking for live music. Live music, some people don't like live music. I love it.
What? And there's, who are those people?
We need
to talk.
We need to have a conversation. There are so many different stages here at Disney Springs to watch live music. And it's like for the whole family, because I love coming to watch live music and the kids are dancing with their parents or their siblings or aunt or uncle, and they're just having a blast. And I just love hearing artists sing. Like, I know, like, it's their passion, right? So I just like taking a moment where, you know, you got the West Side stage.
Yep.
You have the stage by
Boathouse. Waterside stage.
Yep. And then there's the little stage by Orange Garage. Mm-hmm. And then Splitsville has live music. House of Blues has live music. Then you have Dockside Margaritas. They have live music. So there's so many chances to watch performers sing live. And I just think it's great to support them. So that's one of my like little things is when I'm here, especially if I'm here at night, I try to find a spot to listen to some live music and show some support.
Yeah.
And then I love window shopping here. So Sugar Boo is definitely one of my spots. I also love Francesca's, and that's for the girlies. If you like girly pop clothing or fun little, like Taylor Swift mugs, or
great earrings too.
Yeah, great earrings, great jewelry, and fun like little like like bridal party gifts or like little gifts that you could give your friends during the holidays. It's really cute. I love going there. It's like a must do for me every time I'm here. But I'm with you on Sugar Boo. Like, check it out. And if you're here at night, like, look for that live music. Support those local artists that are here singing. It's just, I can imagine how important it is for them to sing to an audience. So, yeah.
And a lot of times they'll have their social handles out on, like, a board in front of them. So definitely look them up, especially, like, the House of Blues entertainers in the evenings if they're in the restaurant playing for the diners. Yeah. Definitely tag them on social. Yeah.
Well, I've done brunch at House of Blues, and they have someone sitting inside performing as well during brunch. So, live music. Support local artists. Ooh, ooh. We love. Let's get into our news rapid fire here. We need like a little sound
bite.
Breaking
news.
Yep. So, we have two news topics to talk about. This week, we got news that I wasn't expecting. This could mean that we're not getting a Tiana's restaurant anytime soon.
Wild.
But we have a brand new menu at Pecosville Tall Tale Inn over in Frontierland. And that was exciting to see. I was really excited because a new plant-based option has been added to the menu. Mm-hmm. It's a flatbread.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about it. But they have a create your own type of menu.
Yeah.
As if you're going to Chipotle. You can pick your base and your protein, and it's just a bunch of different options. It makes the experience very customizable for everyone visiting Frontierland.
I think now they're just kind of, they're leaning in the direction of Tex-Mex Cetuli Canteen.
Yes.
And we've been having Tex-Mex options there on the menu. I mean, they started the whole bowl aspect of things, or introduced one a while back. So it's nice to see, and as of late, it's kind of been like you build your own stuff. So I'm really glad that you can choose your base, you can choose your protein, and then you can choose everything else from there. It just, it seems like a winner-winner Tex-Mex dinner situation.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, it means Tiana is not coming to town anytime soon. I mean, she's there in the form of a sipper cup that you can buy, but that's it.
But so let's talk about the bases real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a steamed tamale, a rice bowl, nachos, or Southwest Caesar salad as one of your bases. So great options there. Your protein, you have a citrus chipotle chicken. I'm very interested in that.
Yes.
And then you have the green chili pork. And then this, I don't eat beef, but this was very interesting, and I want to know people's thoughts.
I will tell you.
Coca-Cola cherry braised beef.
So, when you braise a meat, whether it be beef or pork, you slow braise it over the course of hours, an entire day. You can do so in a soda. It can be Coca-Cola, it can be root beer, it could be Mr. Pibb, whatever you want to, your choice. And it just, it caramelizes things, it adds a sweetness to the meat. So for Cam's senior, we threw Cam a senior, when he graduated from high school, senior party at the house. We had crock pots going for days ahead of time, my mom-in-law and I, making, smoking, not smoking, but in the crock pot, like a pork butt. So pork in, you put the soda in, and you leave the baby for as long as you need to leave the baby. And then it just shreds so beautifully. It is moist, it is tender, it is beautiful. So when I saw Coca-Cola cherry, so we're using Cherry Coke, friends, Coca-Cola cherry braised beef, I was quite excited.
Okay, we love that. Also coming, that's not a, that's not part of the build your own, we have the double chili con queso burger. A lot of people are excited about that.
I mean, hello.
The grilled masa flatbread, which is the plant-based flatbread, and then barbecue cheddar seasoned French fries, chato beans. And then for dessert, we have a sweet corn mousse And then Mexican chocolate and horchata.
And the sweet corn mousse looks like a little corn on the cob.
Oh, that's cute.
Like a little that's corn cute. On the cob. And then they say here that it's with white chocolate and then raspberry powder. So it looks like queso fresco and tahine on top.
Cute.
It looks like street corn.
That's really cute.
Sweet corn mousse. I can't
that's
wait.
That's really cute.
I'm excited about that.
I wanna go try it. I've been seeing a lot of people going out there and trying the food, and I need to get out there. So,
here, here.
It looks great. Our other news that we have is about Jollywood Nights. So, the ice skating show they told us a couple months ago has a name now. Glisten. With a little exclamation point at the end. This will be taking place on Hollywood Boulevard. I'm assuming on the stage in front of
the Chinese theater.
Mm-hmm. The show will star international champion skaters. They will perform to holiday songs and Disney favorites like Be Our Guest and When You Wish Upon a Star. And it'll happen several times throughout the evening. And my question to you, Denny, is does this make you want to try Jollywood again? Is this something?
It does not.
Okay. Same.
It does not. I'm sorry. I'm tempted. Listen, they're doing what we wanted them to do. They are trying to plus up the evening. I'm glad that they're giving us more entertainment options, because if you're paying $150, $170 for a ticket, then you should be given all that in a bag of chips, in my mind. So what happened with last year's is that you paid that to get in, and then you were met with crowds and a mismanaged, unorganized
and
experience.
This
and you had
much
to buy
time.
Everything.
You had this much time.
It wasn't good.
It was hard.
So we've got 5 hours now, and they've given us an ice skating show that'll happen throughout the evening. But, and they've also announced, which I thought was very fun, the whole Wonder Maid marshmallows that you'll be given on, you know, the fact that they are not giving us little coasters anymore means they realize how womp womp that was. So I'm glad that they're giving you a 6-pack of marshmallows on your way out. But no, it still doesn't make me go, I want to be there for that. I got to
On this topic, can we talk about something that I think is absolutely wild?
We can talk about anything.
I know we only have a few minutes left, but
fine.
I need to talk about this real quick. My best friend texted me asking, hey, like, how much is Not So Scary? Because he's starting to think if he wants to go or not. And I said, well, friend, last time I checked, it's expensive. And he's like, I'm willing to spend $100. I said, oh, baby, that's not happening.
In 2013, friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I looked at
Time Machine.
I looked it up. I'm like, hey, so all the dates in September are already sold out, but there's a few nights in October, but they're all starting at $189. I am so sorry. I have said in the past I would do anything to see Boo to You. I would not pay that. As someone who's been going to Halloween Horror Nights, where I paid for my frequent fear pass, I think it was $300.
Okay.
And I think, like, a one-day ticket was starting at, like, 110, where you can get through 10 houses if you really try. You have 4 scare zones, food, and open attractions, and a show. I'm like, why are we charging $189 to trick or treat and see the same show that's been the same show for how long? Like, it just baffled me that it was $189. So while talking about Jollywood, I was like, I need to talk about this real quick, because I thought, There's in no world am I paying that to go to Not So Scary. I'm sorry. Like, I love the event, but what sucks is I remember in 2017, I paid like $79 to go with my cast member discount from college program. And now I'm like,
it's pricey.
And then I found out that, I think I said this, but team members get in for free to Halloween Horror Nights.
All the time?
You just reserve your days in advance. So it's like, it's kind of like a, not like a lottery, but it's like making theme park reservations. If there's this many team members going on this day, you can't go, but there's another day. So Daniel, like my best friend, he like pre-booked all of his nights they wanted to go, and he got to book like 7 or 8 nights, and he's still able to book more. And
that's,
I'm like,
great.
Cast members can't even get into Not So Scary for like a decent price anymore. So that's just wild to me, and that's my rant of the day.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
so
you.
Welcome.
It's not unfounded, though. I get that. I get that. Yeah. $189 is ridiculous.
Too much.
And Jollywood Nights, I'm glad that they're bringing out additional characters. My beloved Three Caballeros will be there this year, so that is somewhat tempting. But I think, I don't know that you, I mean, you roll out of other events having, even Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party in the Magic Kingdom, you're getting cookies and cocoa and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting nothing at Hollywood Nights in the way of a snack during the event itself. You have to buy everything. So I think that they're going to have to systemically look at the whole event and kind of rebuild it.
Yeah.
But that's just my thought.
I'm right there with you. Mm. That's all we have for today.
Well,
We did it.
High five. Thank you for watching.
We did the things.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. We so appreciate you stopping by here, our table here outside of the Hideaway Bar at Disney Springs. So the question comes to you. Actually, several questions. What are the questions we need them to answer?
We need to know your Disney Springs favorites, okay? So your favorite table service, your favorite snack, your favorite dessert, your favorite quick service, and if you have a spot that you feel like is not on everyone's radar, share it with us so that other people can find it and look into it.
Yep.
And we obviously want to know your feelings on the news. So does this new menu at Pecos make you excited? Like, are you going to go there now?
Or does it make you go?
Are you like,
no. Out of here.
Mm-hmm. And is this ice skating show enough to get you to buy a ticket to Jollywood Nights? Let us know.
Yes, we would love to know. We're playing around, or at least I am. I know you are too.
Yes.
We both are playing around here because we don't want to diss you if you're like, yeah, I'd be going. Those international champions, they put me over the edge. So no hate. We're not throwing hate at you if you want to go to Jollywood Nights.
Yeah.
We just want to know. We want to hear it. It's so interesting to me. They're trying, and I'm glad that Disney is trying. At least they're doing that. But anyhow, we're so glad that you watched today. If you want to follow along on all of my adventures in between the Magic Matters pod filmings, just follow along at Denny_Sunderly on Instagram. You can find my channel on YouTube at the same. So Denny_Sunderly. Where can people find you?
You can find me over at Healthy Dose of Disney here on YouTube, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Threads, all of the fun places. I'm trying to post more actively on the TikTok because apparently that's where it's at. You know, I'm more of a scroller on TikTok. I'm starting to make some more TikTok content. But yeah, my YouTube channel is just where I take you guys of what I'm doing between filming this. We just put up a HHN Scaredy Cat guide.
That was quite good.
And then I posted a little concert vlog because I went to go see my favorite band. And I mainly posted it for me to be able to watch it back like cohesively instead of like scrolling through my phone. But if you guys enjoyed 21 Pilots by any chance, there is a vlog of that concert. It's like 20 minutes of just different performances. So yeah, that's where I hang out.
That is awesome. I love that. Again, huge shout out to our producer, Light Strong Media, who is going to make sense of what we have done here today at Disney Springs.
Yes.
And we send a huge shout out to her. Again, like this video if you enjoyed it. Please subscribe to the channel so that we can all hang out here because we tend to have a whole lot of fun. We try to. And please consider sharing it with a friend. And because we want their opinions as well. All right. Thank you so much for stopping by Disney Springs today with us. And no matter what you have going on today, please always remember that magic matters.